It is 27 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The time now is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Elon Musk taking center stage as President Trump held the first cabinet meeting of his second term Wednesday. Musk talked about Doge and defended its controversial moves. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce was inside the meeting.
Trump making it clear Musk is the MVP, calling on him first.
So I'm going to ask if it's possible to have Elon get up first and talk about Doge.
As cabinet secretaries looked on, Musk standing to address the cameras.
The overall goal here with the Doge team is to help address the enormous deficit.
Sources tell us Musk has ruffled feathers within the cabinet.
The Trump administration Wednesday directing all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. A step toward clemency for the Menendez brothers. Governor Gavin Newsom of California is ordering the parole board there to launch what's called a comprehensive risk assessment as part of the process to decide on clemency. This is ABC News. A baby white rhino named Nova has made her debut at a Belgium zoo. The southern white rhino is endangered. Sunday could end up being a history one for Hollywood.
It may be the 97th Academy Awards, but it could end up being a night of firsts for some of the nominees. For example, it's the first time in almost 60 years that more than one musical is up for Best Picture, with both Emilia Perez and Wicked getting nominated. Meanwhile, I'm Still Here is the first Brazilian film to score a Best Picture nomination. And if star Fernanda Torres takes home a Best Actress Oscar on Sunday, she'll be the first Latin American actress to do so. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Took a team of nine neighbors and officers with the Saratoga Springs police to rescue a horse that fell through the ice of an upstate New York pond. Rescuers used three ropes around the halter and the other body parts, heaving it to get the 1,300-pound horse named Sly to safety. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
For today, a high of 45, partly sunny and breezy, sprinkles possible, northwest winds at 10 to 20. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 31. Friday, variable clouds and windy, isolated light showers possible later in the afternoon, a high of 51. Also, wind gusts could be between 15 and 25, a little bit higher tomorrow. Friday night, sprinkles or flurries possible, a low of 18. Saturday's high, 30 with sunshine and sunny with light winds on Sunday and a high of 38. Currently at WRCO Studios, after an earlier reading today of 28 and a low of 25, it is 27 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Today is Thursday, February 27th. Some local entities were having trouble yesterday with phones. It appears that many of them have been restored or still in that process. From Ithaca Schools, they have not received the all clear from the vendor yet, but the phone lines are once again functional, so they appreciate your understanding during the outage, which went on yesterday. But again, it should be back to normal later today for the school day at Ithaca. Those reminders from WRCO FM 100.9. as we officially begin the broadcast day.
Street. awesome wonder. Consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display. Saves my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then saves my soul, my Savior God, to thee. And take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then saves my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then saves my soul,
We start the day in a positive way. The Statler Brothers featuring Lou DeWitt and How Great Thou Art. Before that, our national anthem sung by Lee Greenwood. And we're underway with another day here in Southwest Wisconsin. Yours truly, Phil Nee, arriving from Sextonville International, arising from my slumber today. And the mighty vibe, knowing the way, with my eyes half open today. We made it. We're here. And it was kind of an interesting day yesterday, too, with a little bit of rain here and there, almost 0.2 inch all total. And most of that coming during this time 24 hours ago. But I was driving around last night, and there was more rain late afternoon than we had here at the radio studios, because other places had pretty good shower at that time of day and not as much here. So it was kind of interesting. We had a little sunshine midday and then, yeah, pretty much cloudy. Today, it looks like maybe a little bit more sunshine and mid-40s for a little bit later on today. Well, we are glad you've joined us this morning for the Old Light in the Milk House show, live and local as we start the chores together. We'll check sports scores coming up in about 10 minutes. It's a big day for high school sports with the beginning of the individual state wrestling tournament as well later today in Madison. Let's take a ride on a Thursday.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the
for showing my hands and not my face on TV.
Never do work. I kiss a different woman with the fall of each dew. Always singing these good woman blues. I've been playing music back in Tennessee. All the women there, Lord, that think the world of me. Memphis and Nashville, Chattanooga too. Always singing these good woman blues. Good woman blues, Lord, they never let me down. Too many women always around. I strike like the lightning and bring good news. Always a singing these good woman blues. My traveling shoes, always singing these good woman blues. With sunny California, I can hear you call. Got more women there than a freight train can haul. Your warm red wine and your sun is good news. Always singing these good woman blues. Good woman blues.
Tell us on WRCO and those good woman blues. 5:15 the time, 27 degrees the temperature here at WRCO. Reminding you, Grace Life Church of Richland Center will host a global impact conference Friday through Sunday. All are welcome at any of the times. For more information, go to gracelifechurchofrichlandcenter.org. Going on this weekend, a bake shop and a breakfast at First Lutheran Church, Lone Rock, Saturday from 8 until 10. Everyone is welcome. And an event we talked about yesterday on our morning show time, Lone Rock American Legion and Auxiliary hosting its annual Cabin Fever Dance Saturday at the Lone Rock Community Building. The day will include bingo at 11, a live auction at 1, a silent auction dinner, and the Crossfire Band from 4 until 7. It's an action-packed day. Get your dancing shoes on and get ready for Lone Rock Saturday. Here's Eddie Rabbit.
Yeah, she got a new last name last week. Nobody I can blame but me. One too many nights, one too many lonely nights was all that she could take. While I was running around, she was walking away. My, oh my, the letter to regret is that I let the
Good morning from the Light in the Milk House show here from Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's currently 27 degrees, up 2 from the overnight low. We're headed toward 45 later.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
In sports, the 82nd annual WIAA Individual Wrestling Tournament starts today, and the 4th Girls Individual Wrestling Tournament will be held in conjunction starting this afternoon, with Division 1 and Girls Preliminaries getting underway at 2 o'clock at the Kohl Center. Women's basketball, Lauren Betts had 26 and 10 rebounds, and second-ranked UCLA routed Wisconsin 91-61 last night to set up a showdown with number 4 Southern California for the Big Ten title. Brewer pitcher J.B. Bukauskas is expected to miss the entire season because of a lat injury. The latest injury-related setback for a former first-round draft pick, he missed most of the 24 season with the same injury. The Brewers in action yesterday. In fact, a game heard on the radio. They lost to the Dodgers by a score of 9-3. Also, the other squad, the split squad for the Brewers, lost to Arizona 7-1. Cubs over San Francisco by a score of 4-4. No, it was a tie. They do that in spring games. Also, Cincinnati 9-4 over the Angels. It was a win yesterday for the Yankees over St. Louis 7-0. From the NBA, Detroit 117, Boston 97, Indiana 111, Toronto 91, New York 110, Philadelphia 105, Portland 129, Washington 121, Miami 131, Atlanta 109, Oklahoma City over Brooklyn 129-121. The Clippers beat Chicago 122-117. Sacramento 118, Utah 101, Houston 118, San Antonio 106. From the NHL, Winnipeg 4-1 over Ottawa, Colorado 5, New Jersey 1. And in overtime, it was 3-2, Vancouver getting the victory. Sports sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
5:23 the time, and it is time to warm up. Hopefully you're good and stretched out. I don't want you to pull something. It's time for the aerobic polka. Here we go. Leonard Finseth and the Syversons Polka. I need to invest in some suspenders because it's hard to do the polka and try to hold up your pants at the same time. It's just, it's hard. Anyway, we're ready to go here for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. Hope you are as well. With that aerobic polka, it makes it all right with the world. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today. Oh, yes, we're not done yet. Lynn Anderson.
Wish that I
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
My life just don't seem worth living. And it's been that way for years. My skies have all turned to gray now. And I just walk the soles off of my shoes. Well, I don't have much to say now. Well, I just knee deep in the blue. Well, I'm just knee deep in the blue.
Marty Robbins on the Milk House Show, knee deep in the blues. Well, we hope you're not today. We're headed toward a high of 45, sprinkles possible today, and again, partly sunny and breezy. It sounds a bit like yesterday. Partly cloudy, a low of 31 tonight, 51 Friday with isolated light showers possible, and a windy day. Tomorrow, Saturday's high just 30 and Sunday 38, back to 47 by Monday and 50 by Tuesday. It's 28 at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. The time now is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio M. Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
More details about USDA's high path avian influenza plan. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, Jamison Greer is now the U.S. Trade Representative. The U.S. Senate voted Wednesday to confirm Greer as President Trump's trade deal leader. Greer's nomination cleared the Senate with a 56-43 vote. USDA specialists say a $1 billion investment in highly pathogenic avian influenza offers new solutions to combat the virus. Dr. Mike Watson with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says HPAI has circulated for the past 4 years, and it's not going away.
And this is where, you know, additional biosecurity is going to work. Looking for a vaccine that provides sterilizing immunity is going to be a key role here as well, as well as additional outreach to folks to really understand what's happening, research in the virus, what's really happening, what's changed in the virus over the last couple of years that we're not aware of.
USDA's recently announced five-pronged approach includes tackling the problem at a common source, wild birds. Dr. Rosemary Sifford with the Veterinary Services says the extension of a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service pilot program will help farmers find where the virus is reaching poultry and livestock.
Other really common ones are feed spills that aren't properly cleaned up that might attract wild birds or other pests, and standing water near facilities that also tend to attract wild birds.
She says USDA has not previously cost-shared with producers for corrective actions. The agency is also exploring programs to accelerate depopulation. Many dairy farmers and processors are feeling the impact of the federal government's funding freeze. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association tells Brownfield the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative has been a successful program that reimburses small businesses for investing in their futures, but now the funds are being withheld.
This program has made their business more resilient. They've added jobs. They've created new products. They've expanded into new export markets. They've returned greater value to their farmers.
Sweeney says the most recent round of funding that was approved by Congress has been paused, putting the current recipients in jeopardy. Sweeney says DBA has 88 Wisconsin awards in process now, with nearly $6.5 million in outstanding promised reimbursement. Ag leaders called for much-needed reform to the H-2A guest worker program as part of a Senate Ag Committee hearing Wednesday. Texas farmer Brett Erickson testified on behalf of the International Fresh Produce Association.
When I'm paying $23 per man hour and Mexico can grow the same crop and they're paying $18 per day per person, that gap is insurmountable.
Panelists also highlighted the need for trade, expanded crop insurance, and specialty crop research funding in the next farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was pretty quiet again Wednesday. The lone bid to have surfaced was in Texas at $196 live. That's well below the day's asking prices, which were at $200 to $201 live in the south. The north remained quiet. Significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime late Thursday or into Friday. At the Phillip Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers less than 550 pounds were steady. Steers 550 to 600 pounds were $8 to $10 higher. Steers 600 to 700 pounds were $4 to $6 higher. Feeder heifers less than 600 pounds were mostly steady. Heifers 600 to 650 pounds were $4 higher. And heifers 650 to 800 pounds were $6 to $8 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for several load lots and many part loads and packages of feeder steers, feeder heifers, and replacement heifers, which all sold on a very strong, very active market. Much of the offering was home-raised, carried light to moderate flesh, and were vaccinated. Medium and large one feeder steers, 760 to 793 pounds, brought $285 to $296. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 662 to 697 pounds, brought $279 to $297. Boxed beef closed higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up 59 cents at $314.32. Select closed 16 cents higher at $304.13. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and down about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday and bid up to move needed numbers. Global demand remains strong, but domestic demand has been inconsistent, which adds some uncertainty to the market. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.02 with a weighted average of $89.86. The Iowa Minnesota closed 67 cents higher with a weighted average of $98.32, and the Western Corn Belt up 58 cents with a weighted average of $90.09. Pork values closed higher, up $1.01 at $96.66. Bellies jumped more than $10 Wednesday. And estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down about 500 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were lower and feeders were mostly lower ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, with pork values higher during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down, watching weather in South America and waiting to see what happens with tariffs. March beans were 6¾ lower at 10.24½. May was down 7½ at 10.41¼. March corn was down 1½ at 4.78¼. May was 3/4 lower at 4.93½. Live cattle were down and feeders were mostly lower, waiting for widespread direct business. April live was down $1.10 at 194.62. June was 97 lower at 191.27. The exception, March feeders were 15 higher at 274.37. And with pork higher at midday, April hogs were up $1.72 at 88.30. May lean was $1.85 higher at 92.45. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Spurring more discussions among women about their challenging lives on the farm. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A study of farm women and their health and safety concerns generated a number of discussion groups that appear to be carrying on even after the study was over. Florence Beacott, Hannah Budge, and Shoshana Inwood did the study, focusing on the health and well-being of farm women. Budge, who is a rural sociologist living in Scotland, says farm women face a lot of stress, but the discussion groups seem to help a lot.
I would definitely be hopeful, optimistic about it in the future. And hopefully these conversations are sparking conversations in farm households and making maybe people feel more confident to bring up and say, oh, okay, I'm not actually feeling confident. I actually am struggling with this.
The study focused on farm women in the U.S., but Beacott says they are not alone in their struggle.
We have a colleague out of Slovenia, so a very different country, who looked at very similar questions and found very similar findings. We have colleagues in the United Kingdom who just are about to start a big project looking at the health and well-being of farm women.
Beacott and Budge were guests on a recent podcast done by the AgriSafe Network. There's a link to it from the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
some are pushing for better trade enforcement policy. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. During a House Ways and Means Subcommittee hearing Tuesday, former Trump administration Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Jeffrey Gerrish testified there's a need for strong trade enforcement.
Countries around the world engage in trade policies and practices that harm American companies, workers, farmers, ranchers, and innovators, both here in the United States and in export markets.
National Milk Producers Federation CEO Greg Dowd served as chief ag negotiator during Trump's first term. He called out Canada during his testimony.
Through manipulative tariff rate quota policies and a systemic circumvention of USMCA's dairy protein export disciplines, Canada has cheated U.S. exporters out of the market access benefits promised to them under the agreements and has tried to dispose of growing volumes of artificially low-priced dairy protein into global markets.
Dowd and Gerrish also singled out the European Union and China as unfair trading partners during the trade enforcement hearing. There was more cheese and butter in cold storage at the end of January. USDA says natural cheese stocks were up 1% from December, but down 6% from a year ago when there was a record set. 1.37 billion pounds of natural cheese was in cold storage as of January 31st. Butter stocks were up on the month and on the year, 26% higher since December, 9% higher year over year. As of January 31st, 270.2 million pounds of butter was in storage. The cash dairy markets were mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged, 53.5, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down a penny, 187, one sale. Barrels up a quarter of a cent, 179.5, no sales. Butter down a penny at 233.5, 26 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk went up 0.75 cents, 120.75, with six sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body collision specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61. And Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates. Today, partly sunny and breezy, sprinkles possible, a high of 45, northwest winds at 10 to 20, partly cloudy tonight, a low of 31, Friday, variable clouds and windy, isolated light showers possible later, tomorrow's high 51, Saturday just 30 with sunshine, and Sunday sunny with light winds and a high of 38. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading today of 25, it's 28 degrees. Looks like it's going to be an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. This is the Light and the Milk Cow Show.
So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Well, here I am on the corner of heart and mind, and the citizens of love are running blind, breaking one another's hearts and crying all the while, just like pain was going out of style. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Heart and mind, Love is in the state of confusion all the time. Heartaches are always present, makes no difference where you turn. And the taxes take what happiness you earn. So this is love. I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again.
Tommy Cash on the Light in the Mail Cow Show, 28 in Richland Center at 12 minutes before 6.
It's been a while since we went our separate ways. Just when I think I've finally gotten over you, I think of all the things that I never will get to say. What goes on in your mind when they ask about me? Do you break down and cry when nobody can see? Do the good times still haunt you in so many ways? Tell me, where are you spending your nights these days? Fight the same memories that keep tearing me down. After the late show, do the blues come round? Do you live with a heartache that just won't go away? Tell me, where are you standing your night these days? Phone is still ringing, I hang up and just taking a movie alone. It's an upside down world that's turning my heart inside out. There are so many things that I'd like to ask you about. Do you still need my shoulder when the going is tough? Do you feel like nobody else loves you enough? The pain comes and goes, but the loving you stays. Tell me, where are you spending your nights these days? Where are you spending your nights? Day.
Randy Fricke on the Light in the Milk House Show, WRCO. Coming up, Tony's weather. We'll see what he thinks for the next few days in just a little bit.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. Julie Karen State Farm will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a better mobile experience? Y-Connect Wireless has you covered. Keep your favorite phone and number with their Bring Your Own Device plan. Enjoy the speed and reliability of a 5G network without the big carrier hassles, with local support and service tailored for you. Y-Connect Wireless delivers the connectivity you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 9 until 1. Y-Connect Wireless, local, reliable, and built for you.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a weak weather system sliding down across Wisconsin this morning has been causing some sporadic light rain and snow showers, especially over the eastern two-thirds of the state. So we can't rule out a sprinkle today, but for the most part, it should be pretty quiet with at least partial sunshine. Tomorrow, a strong low-pressure area will slide down from northern Minnesota into upper Michigan, keep its heavy snow well north of our region, up around upper Michigan. Could be a few scattered snow and rain showers spinning down across Wisconsin, though, during the afternoon to evening. Also, some howling winds could have wind gusts up around 40 miles per hour tomorrow, so be sure to secure loose objects in your yard and watch out for some scattered damage to tree limbs. We are anticipating quieter weather for the weekend, just a little bit on the chilly side as Canadian air moves in. Should see a good amount of sunshine as well. Warmer conditions will return early next week, but a new storm coming in from the Central Plains will likely bring us a pretty good rainfall Tuesday into early Wednesday. Might even turn over to some wet snow late Wednesday as colder air comes in. So today, look for partly sunny and breezy conditions if a couple of sprinkles are possible. High temperature in the mid-40s. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 31. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and windy. Isolated light showers are possible later in the afternoon with a high of 51. Southwest wind becoming northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 to 40 by the afternoon. Tomorrow night, sprinkles or flurries early, breezy with a low of 18. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and cool, high near 30. On Sunday, sunny with light winds, low 13, high 38. Monday, increasing clouds, high 47 with a small chance of a shower by night. Rain on Tuesday, high of 50, and Wednesday rain could turn to snow late with temperatures falling. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, 29 degrees. Also, yesterday's high was 46. We did pick up 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. A record high was set a year ago, 2024, at 71 degrees. A record low, 18 degrees below zero in 1963. Last year's high, 71, and the low, 28. Sunset will happen at 5:48. Sunrise time will be at 6:40. Coming up for this morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.75. No precipitation today. And again, after a low of 25, we're up to our morning high. It's 29 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Our news update at 6 on WRCO FM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Hollywood legend Gene Hackman is dead. The two-time Oscar winner was found dead along with his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog in a New Mexico home. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
Santa Fe County Sheriff's deputies were sent to Hackman's Mountainside home Wednesday afternoon to check on the welfare of the 95-year-old and his 64-